I'm Marco Werman, and you're with the world. We're back on the assembly line today with our series this week, Wear and Tear, about the women who make our clothes. This factory is in Bangladesh, in the capital Dhaka, just a few miles, in fact, from the Rana Plaza factory that collapsed 4 years ago, killing over 1,000 people, almost all of them garment workers. The disaster prompted a lot of soul-searching in the West about where we get our clothes from, who makes them, and under what conditions. Today, our Women's Lives reporter Jasmine Garz goes to the Bangladeshi capital Dhaka for answers.
What if she hadn't lost her shoe that day? Aratibala does wonders about this sometimes. Arati is 20 years old, and she sometimes replays this moment from 4 years ago in her mind, when she scrambled to find her missing sandal as the walls and the ceiling around her crumbled. She was working on a sewing machine when she heard a bang. She says the building shivered. Her supervisor told everyone to run, and Arati, who often slipped her shoes off at work, searched for her sandal. "Just run," the supervisor said. She sprinted and tripped. She doesn't remember anything else.
The death toll continues to rise following the collapse of a building in Bangladesh on Wednesday morning. At least 175, mainly women workers, are now known to have died, with a rescue operation to free many more.
The images of the collapsed Rana Plaza factory show a pile of cement and iron rods tangled with human limbs and fabric. Fabric that was destined to be made into clothing for big brand stores. Arati was trapped under all that, her legs stuck under another worker's body. By the time she woke up to the sound of rescuers, Arati had been buried for 3 days. Her mother, who worked at the same factory, died in the collapse. Arati was taken to the hospital, where they had to amputate her leg.
Rescue teams have been frantically working to find survivors, but the cries of those trapped became weaker through the night. At one point, the screams stopped.
It was the deadliest accident in garment industry history, and it was an accident waiting to happen. The building had not been built to house thousands of workers operating heavy machinery. Additional floors had been added illegally. The day before the collapse, managers found deep fissures in the structure. They sent Arati and her co-workers home for the day, but they told the workers to come back the next morning. Where Rana Plaza used to be, there is now nothing. It's a monumental nothingness. It's just an empty lot with overgrown bushes and mounds of garbage. And every morning, thousands of workers, mostly women, walk past it on the way to the factories. Here at the Waymart factory in Dhaka, they make clothing for the British retailers Debenhams and Next.
Buyers have become more alert than before.
Adrian Rodriguez is the merchandising manager here. He meets us in his office. He says after Rana Plaza, retailers really did change their procedure.
They will send the whole compliance team to check the building safety, to check the electrical safeties, to check the structural safety, how compliant we are, whether we are giving proper facilities to the workers, whether the workers are happier. So overall, buyers are more pushy nowadays for safety.
And he says Rana Plaza taught the industry two things. First, as much as consumers love a bargain, they don't want blood on their hands. And second, Bangladeshi factory owners are learning the value of better working conditions.
They have seen that if they are behaving better with the employees, if they are giving better facilities, they are getting the products out better.
Out on the production floor, rows of workers, almost all women, hunch over their tables, their needles making tracks through the denim. It's hot in here, and the fans seem to just push warm air around. This is not a cushy job. The hours are long, the work is repetitive, and it's physically draining. But we're told the building has been checked by structural engineers and that the workers are taught emergency procedures.
We have safety drills and announced drills on a regular basis.
These are all great improvements, and yet activists say there's a long way to go.
These jobs, it is not with respect. These jobs is not with dignity.
Kalpona Akhtar worked in these factories as a child. She's now a union leader, and she understands what a delicate battle this is. 20% of this country's GDP comes from garment production. No one wants to shoo away foreign investment.
We are talking about our growing economy, which is really needed, but in the same time, we need to talk about our workers' dignity as well.
She says European companies like Adidas and H&M have tried to improve work conditions by signing something called the Accord on Fire and Building Safety in Bangladesh. In it, they promise they won't do business with factories that aren't up to safety standards, and it's legally binding. Kalpona Akhtar says it's made a difference.
To give you an example, like up to 2013, every year, in average, there is 200 workers who die either factory collapse or fire. 2016, it was zero.
Getting the big North American brands to be better about safety, that's been an uphill battle. They didn't sign the accord.
Like Walmart, like Gap, like BF Corporation, JCPenney, all the bigs from US, they didn't sign. They didn't.
Instead, they joined something called the Alliance for Bangladesh Workers' Safety. Unlike the accord, it's not legally binding, and it's been criticized for having less teeth. The alliance and the accord cover nearly 2,000 factories, and there are as many as 7,000 factories in operation. But Kalpona Akhtar says the buck stops with the consumer. Consumers need to demand accountability.
Start with the store managers. Ask him, I wanted to know more about this worker, whether they paid a living wage. Are these workers safe?
Arati Baladas doesn't believe that factories in Bangladesh are any safer now than when the Rana building collapsed on her. She says she'll never go back to the factory, and no child of hers will go either. But in this country, almost all roads lead to the factory. Sometimes at night, Arati Baladas says a strange itch wakes her up. Phantom limbs are common in amputees. She swears she can feel her toes. She reaches down, only to find nothing. For the world, Jasmine Garst, Dhaka, Bangladesh.